it is joy to the just to do judgment. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity.
Folks, the tide is turning big time. We are seeing huge decisions made by the Supreme Court that will have positive effects on all of us for many decades. We can't wait to show you that. We're watching the mainstream media celebrity meltdown over the debate. Crimes of the mainstream media are exposed for all to see. And you're going to be astonished what happens in a studio, I believe in Australia, as they go after those who push the jabs on everyone. You won't want to miss this today. Here we go.
Joe Biden's policies are causing America's decline at a level that we've never seen before. That's why this November, the people of Virginia and the people of America are going to tell crooked Joe Biden, Biden, you're fired.
All right, that is former President Trump at a rally in Chesapeake, Virginia on Friday as the 45th president continues to campaign in traditional Democrat strongholds and commands big crowds in those regions. A Fox News poll released earlier this month shows Trump and Biden tied in deep blue Virginia, a state that Biden won by 10 points back in 2020. At a campaign stop on Friday, meanwhile, in North Carolina, President Biden attempted to get his campaign back on track one day after his disastrous performance at the presidential debate. Watch.
I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Folks, I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
Joining me now in the Sunday Morning Futures exclusive is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, Lara Trump. Lara, thanks very much for joining me. Welcome back.
Thank you, Maria. Always great to be with you.
How is President Trump, your father-in-law, doing after that debate? What is the latest that you can share with us?
He's doing great. Obviously, I think it was a unanimous win for him. And I actually, it's kind of a shame, Maria, because you don't hear as much about what a great performance he himself actually had in that debate. Look, I think it was probably the best debate of his political career. And for anybody who wondered, how would Donald Trump be? How would he do? How is he preparing? He obviously won that hands down, and not just because Joe Biden was so far gone and so embarrassing, really, to watch on the stage. He really knew and understood what has to happen to bring this country back and to give it back to we the people. So he's feeling great after that debate. But I think he is a little bit nervous about the country. You also heard whenever he was in Virginia at that campaign rally, him say to anyone out there who's considering doing anything, before I become president again, don't even try it. The fact that you have Donald Trump leading the country right now when he is not officially yet back in the White House speaks volumes to the American people, and I think to the rest of the world. He is the leader we need right now, and he is leading despite the fact that Joe Biden is technically the president. I think everybody can see what's going on here, and I think you're going to see a huge, huge win for Donald Trump come November 5th.
How about that? So everyone can see what's going on here. Who's really leading? It's kind of interesting that maybe Laura happens to know something that we don't know, and just bringing all that up. And so thought it was important that we point that out and just kind of show you some of the reactions. I know the debate was last Thursday, Friday. We talked about it quite a bit, but we didn't get to really, you know, many of the reactions of people and more. Before I show you that, just a reminder that we've got these shirts for you. I'm voting for a convicted felon. this November. And these shirts are available at amweknow.com. Just go to shop.amweknow.com. Folks, get different colors and more. You definitely don't want to miss those. And so there was a Georgia voter reaction to the shaky performance. Thought you guys would enjoy some of this.
What'd you make of the debate?
I thought it was interesting, and it's what I expected. I think we have a president that's unfit for office, and we need to put Trump back in there.
We just had a conversation with Charlie about the lies, about particularly about the lie in Afghanistan. That no one died.
Well, he obviously doesn't even know what he's talking about. Either he's completely oblivious to the reality of what's going on in Afghanistan and everywhere else in the country. So he just either doesn't understand or he's just a flat-out liar.
Another lie he told was that there were no terrorists coming over the border. I know the border is a big issue for you. You're wearing Live Like Lakin. Lakin Riley went to school just a few miles from here, right?
Yes, she did. She graduated from River Ridge High School. And she was doing everything right. And because we have an open border, Lakin, Rachel Morin, Molly Tibbetts, and American women and children and Americans in general are under attack by criminals coming across an open border.
You know, for the Democrats, so much of what they're running on is what they say is the women's issue, which is abortion. But this young lady here is talking about the border and crime. What are the women's issues for you in this election?
I have two little girls, and there's nothing more important to me than my girls being raised in a country that is all about them feeling safe and that they can have the opportunities to pursue anything that they wish and dream of in this beautiful, amazing, a strong America. And Joe Biden is not going to deliver that for my girls, and the future is at stake here, and that's why voting for President Donald J. Trump is the most important thing to be considering in order to course correct for women everywhere in America today.
Pretty good. So great to see these interviews played out for many. Charlie Kirk showed the top 10 free campaign ads for Donald Trump that money can't buy. Trips to the grocery store where shoppers realize they're 20% poorer than they were 4 years ago. Walking down the street as illegals line the sidewalk. Visiting your child's school where they're taught to hate American flag and fly the pride flag. Hospital and DMV visits where American citizens are forced to wait in line behind Biden-era illegals. Taking a subway or public transit when you don't speak the same language as your new neighbors. Trying to buy a home only to discover interest rates and inflation make it too expensive. Filling up your gas tank every time Mayorkas opens his mouth and says the border is secure. Every time Janet Yellen opens her mouth and says inflation is transitory. And every time a Democrat partisan hack prosecutor takes President Trump to court. Those are all campaign ads for him.
Joe Biden's radical left Democrat Party is now the party of open borders, massive tax hikes, the destruction of Social Security. They are destroying your Social Security because these millions of people are coming in. They're giving them Social Security. Do you believe this? They're destroying it. They're the party of endless wars, weaponization of law enforcement, lies, hoaxes, and corruption. They're corrupt people. The Republican Party is now the party for all Americans because the Republican Party is the party of common sense. Common sense.
Yeah, common sense. We certainly hope, as he brings up Republican Party, that many of them are replaced. Obviously, we don't hold to everyone in the Republican Party as being protectors of him. As a matter of fact, I think somebody's working on something to help Biden get replaced. They're going to do some type of, I guess, 25th Amendment deal. They're going to join together as Republicans and help get, you know, Biden taken out so they can easily have him replaced. Kind of a strange thing. Why do I bring that out? Because I believe we've got information from Simon Ataiba. President Biden has decided to stay in the race after meeting with his family on Sunday. A massive campaign is now underway to support his reelection in silence debates about his age or worries over his disastrous debate performance on Thursday night. So he's not stepping down. So if this guy's truly an actor and he's playing a role and all of this information is coming out to help wake up the world, well, this will really make those Democrats really upset, especially now that they're all going pushing hard in the mainstream media, campaigning basically now to get rid of him. He's an embarrassment. How can he be such an embarrassment to us? And he's like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm staying put. You can see just how that's going to play out for them. The anger, temper tantrums and more. It's going to be exciting to watch, folks, I think. Anyway, Santa Servant reminded us of last week, you know, Assange was free and home. Trump thumped Joe. Liberal media meltdown. Fact checks Joe for his lies, which was kind of shocking. Saw that on the Communist News Network. Congress voted the J6 committee was illegitimate. Yeah, we're going to show you that. J6 prisoners, freedom incoming. We'll show you that. Chevron Dick doctrine finally gets nuked. I'm going to show you what that means because I didn't know what it meant until we had to find out. Oklahoma joins Louisiana to bring God and our Constitution back to the schools. Remember that? Trump's rally was massive in Virginia. Look at the crowds here. Just as far as the eyes can see there in Chesapeake. Absolutely amazing. We used to live in that area when I was in the Marine Corps. I was stationed and worked on Norfolk Navy Base at the Fleet Hometown News Release Center. And man, I would love to still be out there and join this crowd. That would have been amazing. Look at that. That's a military country right there. And he had a lot of good messages for our vets, that's for sure. And I don't know if you guys caught this few other things from the debate, but if you notice that, I forgot to bring this up, but one of the moderators obviously kept pointing to Biden to get him to look at the right person asking the questions just over and over again because he's looking in la-la land. You know, they did all they could to try to help him out. It didn't work. And then, of course, here's some commercial that came out afterwards.
As life moves forward, we realize that excitement isn't just for the young. That old dogs can learn new tricks. And that it's okay if life gets a little easier. We understand that life may look a little different. Yet we believe friendships and memories are still to be made. So to those who say, the best days are in the past, we beg to differ. As seasons change, we'll be here.
And so that's, of course, a meme, elderly care. There's a lot of these that came out. It was interesting because I've got some teenagers left, and they mentioned to me that, hey, something going on with the debate? And they're like, yeah, a lot of folks were talking about it and sharing all kinds of funny memes about it. And so we had some good talks with them because they didn't watch the debate. And but they said it's popping up all over these young folks' social media platforms and more. And kind of a little reminder for us as they continue to push out, remember how great Biden was and would be at the debate.
But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been. This is a battle for the future of American democracy. And now is a good time. In June, thank God, in June, and not October, in June, this is the last chance for Democrats to decide whether this man we've known and loved for a very long time is up to the task.
How about that, huh? It's just good to have these reminders. Angel, it's historical, the worst president in history, Joe Biden. You got that picture on the left, the masked man, whoever's playing him is doing a great job. Donald J. Trump walk off, a total airhead who was dumped by Melania years ago for being a publicity-seeking airhead who added nothing, had a love affair with the fake news, and was a boring, small-time loser. Now gets into the news again by blaming crooked Joe Biden's absolutely dismal debate performance on lighting. That's a new one. And the angle of the podium, which he chose. No, Biden, the worst president in the history of our country, lost because I beat him. He's not good at this big stage, and on the big stage, he choked. Stephanie should start getting her sad life together, perhaps by working for crooked Joe after he leaves the White House and our country begins to recover from the tremendous damage he has caused. And Charles had all of this to say: bad lighting, no audience, he has a cold, mic's muted, etc. All things Biden wanted and was used as an excuse. But the very next day, with a teleprompter, Biden gave a good speech to a crowd. Interesting how that cold disappeared. Guess what? President Trump knew it wasn't a fair debate going into it, didn't do any debate prep. Take 8 days off as president to prep with 16 people, rent out an airplane hangar, make a mock debate stage, troll Trump, buy billboards to bait Trump into reacting, and Trump still won. President Trump always wins. And of course, CBS News poll came out. Should Biden be running for president? 37% used to say, mm-hmm. Now they only 28% say, mm-hmm. Should not say 72%. How about that? Why shouldn't Biden be running for president? 86% said his age. 71% said decisions he might make in office. Whew. And then 66% his record as president. Biden have mental and cognitive health to serve as president? Does not, says, Biden has the mental and cognitive health to serve as president. Does he have what it takes, right? 27% say yes. About a month ago, 35% said yes. So it's dropping. A lot of folks concerned and waking up. Of course, Crazy Nancy's not.
Plus, we know how attuned he is to the issues, how informed he is. And I debate with him about legislation, and not debate, but discuss it with him. He's right there. So in any case, it was a bad night. Let's not sugarcoat that. It was a bad night. It was a great presidency. And, you know, while he may be saying we're enablers, we see Joe Biden up close.
So I don't know if she had a little too much, maybe to drink. Something's going on with her. She probably needs some help. Sometimes physically they need help in many areas. One of those things is she could probably use one of these pet club introducing, the Enforce gummies, right? The ones that came out recently. This immune system support is absolutely amazing. And I tell you, many folks have been writing in about what it's done for them. The mush puppies, really, for the dogs. Vicky said that her older but still lovely leopard hound Pokey was doing great until she developed a limp in her rear leg, which turned out to be bone cancer in her femur. I did not want to put her through harsh treatment such as chemo or radiation or amputation, which was another suggestion. I've been treating her with all natural supplements, including Asiact and Fenbendazole. Now I've added mush puppies biscuits to her regimen. She has perked up enormously in about 10 days of eating four mush puppy biscuits a day that you can get on ltpetclub247.com. Still limping, but not as badly. Still with good appetite, still getting around just fine. How about that? And you know, the cat super sauce they have, they've given this mostly to their ginger kitty, Christy said, around 6 years old. She was already a ginger kitty on steroids, but with cat super sauce, even she's worse. She is feeling great. She's running and playing most of the day, beating up her younger brother and all while fluffy 11-year-old kitty brother. I think her fur and her coat, they're looking great. And of course, you've got those for the cats, the dogs, the horses, and the humans have the Enforce gummies. Of course, the non-GMO, vegan, kosher, made in the USA, all natural ingredients, taste delicious, and safe for children. Man, I tell you what, you guys just want to go check this out. They have the Enforce, Enforce Plus, and so much more that will help you in your daily life, make you feel so much better and healthy. Again, check out ltpetclub247.com in the description box below, and you will be changed forever, that's for sure. And so here's Gavin Newsom.
Adam Carolla here. Governor, why did you shut the beaches in California during COVID?
Oh, boy, what a question. Why did you shut the beaches down during COVID? So, of course, Gavin Newsom went on to News Nation thinking, you know what, I'm going to have a great talk about, Biden and how he did in the debate and, probably thinking he's going to get in there. And the 1776 said it's clear that Gavin Newsom was thinking that Adam Carolla was going to discuss the Trump-Biden debate. Well, he went after Newsom on why he shut down the beaches during the COVID pandemic. You could see Newsom was completely flustered. Oh, yeah.
Governor, why did you shut the beaches in California during COVID?
Yeah, I think we all were working on information at the time. We had no basis of deeply understanding the virus. I think they did the same thing.
So you didn't know anything, so why'd you shut the beaches?
States like Florida.
If you didn't know anything, why'd you shut the beaches?
Well, we didn't know. Yeah, because people were concerned early in the pandemic. Information was coming out as it related to how it was transferred, the disease, and people were cautious, trying to keep people alive. And I should say this,
Adam, you didn't let them go in the sunshine and get vitamin D and exercise, so you shut the beaches. Okay. And you arrested a guy who was paddleboarding in the bay.
On health, wealth, and...
Yeah, any signs good behind to see that? And, any signs at all geniuses behind shutting outdoor hindsight. Dining? Why'd we're you shut down outdoor dining? Go ahead, go ahead.
Science, good to see
you,
Adam.
Based on science, you didn't have.
At the end of the day, the debate tonight.
It's not a debate. You shut down outdoor dining. You canceled businesses. Had nothing to do with science.
All right, let him finish.
Keep blocking. All right, go ahead.
All this happened in the.
Yeah, he was not expecting that. It almost makes me wonder, you know, as we were going through some of the comms that actually came out here recently. One of those was popcorn dropped by Dan Scavino Jr. Grasshopper put this together, showed us that the popcorn was dropped at 21:17 military time. What's interesting is you'll notice on our graphic cover, the thumbnail that you saw going into this video, what FISA is about to be... D-class. Public spotlight. When you know the true evidence is about to come to light. Now, what's interesting is these connections were happening across this board in ways that we just couldn't even imagine. As a matter of fact, the 59 mark was posted, 21:17 and 59 seconds. Well, 59 actually says, combine all posts and analyze the questions, provide answers. And here's where I thought it was interesting. Here's the one that I thought was really, really good. Why has POTUS dedicated so much time into labeling the MSM as fake news? Information is no longer controlled by the mainstream media, but by you and others. Yeah. I wonder if the control of the media is starting to switch. And we're watching many panic out there because this news has been flipping and breaking and many, many people are starting to wonder what's going on. Why are we starting to see the mainstream media kind of turn a different direction against those who have hurt us for so many years? Another one would be these celebrities on BET Network. Actress Taraji Henson has a meltdown at the BET Awards after Biden's horrendous debate performance and tells viewers to keep calling out MAGA. This panic is real. Watch her as she freaks out after the debate because she realizes, oh shoot, we're in big trouble. And imagine if she is in panic mode now. We push play here. I'm going to play in a second. But imagine she's panicking now, but what's going to happen when Biden continues, maybe, possibly, to refuse to step down when everybody's crying out saying, hold on, he's delusional. Ow. Oh, the other thing I want you to notice when I push play is the reaction of the crowd.
I'm telling y'all, you better show up and show out with them ballots. I'm being serious now. I know I look good, but it's a serious time. I need y'all to listen. Show up and show out. When it's time to vote, because it's not just about the presidential election, you guys. It's time for us to play chess, not checkers. It's about making decisions that will affect us as human beings.
Awful quiet behind her. You would think, well, I think if this was a call out for support of President Trump, maybe, just maybe, everyone would stand up, standing ovation, because they'd realize we need him back, because everyone's been affected. They're awful quiet.
Careers, our next generations to come. Did you know that it is now a crime to be homeless? Pay attention. It's not a secret. Look it up. They are attacking our most vulnerable citizens. The Project 2025 plan is not a game. Look it up. They are trying to bring the draft back. Who do you think they're going to draft first?
Awful quiet.
I'm not trying to scare us. I'm trying to inform us. We got 3 Supreme Court seats up, you guys. We need those seats, or we have no protection.
Doesn't look very happy.
Okay. I got it out my system. Our next performer, yes, serious. I'm talking to all the mad people that don't want to vote. You're going to be mad about a lot of things if you don't vote.
Is that right? I don't think the folks agree. And the more you scream, the more you yell into that camera, and the more you show your anger through your eyes because you're scared of something. Something's going on in your world because you know that if President Trump gets in, the exposure of more of you in that world of Hollywood and fame, they're going down. Now, she mentioned something very interesting, the Supreme Court. 3 more seats are going to be open. And what did President Trump do when he was in office that just was absolutely brilliant? He brought in Supreme Court justices, and they're making some, sometimes they really upset us and we don't understand, but this massive victory for J6 political prisoners happened. An unprecedented defeat for the corrupt Biden, Garland, Monaco, Graves Department of Justice. The Supreme Court has overturned the Department of Justice's use of 1512C2 obstruction of an official proceeding in J6 cases. This means the Department of Justice has unlawfully prosecuted 350-plus Americans for their participation in January 6th, a flagrant abuse of the law to punish those who protested Biden's election and to criminalize political dissent. President Trump had something to say in Virginia, too.
But just this happened a few hours ago. The Supreme Court ruled that Biden's Department of Justice has wrongly prosecuted hundreds of Americans for peacefully protesting on January 6th.
That's big. That's big. Wow. Yeah, my only concern on this whole thing, of course, is that those that did cause the J6 problems, the 3-letter agencies who dressed up as MAGA people, went up front and made a scene so the media could cover it and say, look at these MAGA people, which they were not, that those actual people who caused problems for J6, nothing will ever happen to them because they'll feel like they're covered under this particular document. That's the scary part. The people that should be going to jail on Monday, though, should be those that set all of this up for J6. You're looking at their pictures. The unselect committee, the liars. Not Steve Bannon, who's supposedly going to jail today. Where's the evidence? We want the truth and how all this is going to play out. We got some more Supreme Court action. Texas Supreme Court upholds the Texas ban on sex change surgeries for minors. So that's a Supreme Court decision in Texas. Another one that was big that I didn't really fully understand, I'm going to share with you in a moment. It's the Supreme Court delivering a blow to the power of the federal agencies, overturning a 40-year-old precedent. And that's what we were talking about earlier when we mentioned this whole thing about Chevron deference. I didn't know what it really meant, but we're going to get into that in a moment. First, I wanted to show you that we have a website, andweknow.com, a very simple website. You can contact us on this site, hit that contact button, send us your pictures of wearing your gear. You can send us emails and more. All of our videos are there, our social media. We're on X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, you name it, we're there. We have to use different kind of undercover names, otherwise you're not going to find us because they take us down just like they did on YouTube. And also just wanted to make sure that you know that we have a new product available, the AUK Waving Flag T-shirt. That's right, the AUK Waving Flag T-shirt. If you're looking at your screen, we've got our logo with the man, of course, I picture it like Moses with the Red Sea parting, and he's holding the stick, and on that stick, you've got the American flag, red, white, and blue on that stick. So a little bit different than your some of the others that we put out of the red, white, and blue. So we just encourage you to go check it out at shop.amweknow.com. Remember, we've got so many things there for you. The sweatshirts, the hoodies, the accessories, tees, tanks, hats. So much more for you to peruse and look at. Just go below this video, click on there. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Decision by the Supreme Court to overturn what's called the Chevron precedent here. The reason it's significant is because it has enormous implications for the administrative state in the United States of America and all federal agencies and their ability to interpret the law. What the Chevron precedent was a 1984 case from the Supreme Court, which held that in absence of other information, courts should give deference to administrative agencies' interpretation of the law. That gave a huge area of wiggle room for federal agencies to interpret what Congress meant when it passed given laws, if there was any gray area in those laws. What the Supreme Court is now saying this morning in a 6-3 decision is that courts may not defer to an agency interpretation of the law simply because a statute is ambiguous. Chevron, they say, is overruled. Again, that is a 6-3 decision. One interesting point here, going back to the Chevron case originally in 1984, the Supreme Court writes, Chevron, decided in 1984 by a bare quorum of six justices, triggered a marked departure from the traditional judicial approach of independently examining each statute to determine its meaning. So some skepticism here of whether that case was originally decided correctly. The Supreme Court now saying it was not. Chevron is overturned. And there's going to be enormous questions now, Carl, for administrative agencies across the federal government as to how they move forward with interpreting rules when there is a gray area in the law. A lot of uncertainty now for federal agencies. Carl, back over to you.
Wow. That seems pretty big. And so going into this, Salty Goat said, I don't think that many people really understand what SCOTUS did today. I found the best video I could for a quick explanation. Since the mid-80s, that has been what gave the administration state, the agencies, the power to govern themselves and interpret the laws they see fit, right? So a government agency could come in since 1984 and say, you know what? We think that the law says this about the Second Amendment. So what we're going to do is we're going to add some more to that law to make it more difficult for people to get guns. And we're going to make it sure that we add more to that law. And we're going to add about 20 other things and steps that people have to go through. And let's throw 20 more in there while we're at it and just make a lot more money and yada, yada. You kind of see the slippery slope. Well, when you hear the deep state, that is what they mean. Unelected bureaucrats that have the power to basically create laws and regulations. For every one law, there are probably 500 regulations that limit what you can do, and nobody elected the people that do it. Y'all understand this is another nail in the coffin of the deep state, right? Check this out from Jeff Clark.
The whole Chevron deference doctrine, which goes back to the mid-80s and is the linchpin of the administrative state, because it not only allows Congress to punt to agencies to decide questions of law, stripping them away from the courts, and the courts are the ones who are supposed to decide all questions of law. It even allows those delegations to happen when Congress says nothing, when it's silent. They wanted to create this fourth branch of government with a group of experts who would lord it over and rule over the American people on the theory that they had expertise that ordinary people didn't have. And the Supreme Court wiped that away today, 6-3.
Yes. Further explanation. Here we go.
You ever lose your firearms in a boating accident? Well, the ATF just lost their right to create rules and regulation thanks to a fishing company. The irony is pretty deep. Chevron deference has been shot down. It was enacted in 1984 and it allowed regulatory agencies to create rules and regulations without going through Congress. Which, of course, the ATF used this to regulate pistol braces, frames and receivers, forced reset triggers. It goes on and on. Now, in particular, this was a fishing company because the EPA was forcing them to have an inspector on their boat every day that they were out at sea for $700 to $1,000 a day, which cost way more than it was worth the catch. But back to the ATF, they're going to be absolutely furious because now in the future they're going to have to face this ruling and every lawsuit. So nothing is null and void yet. Don't go out there and start breaking their rules, but it was never real to begin with. Now, as far as the boating accident jokes, you know, our founding fathers wouldn't have thrown their guns in the sea. They would have thrown the tea. And they definitely would have raised that black flag already. So guys, if you want to help me out, be sure to hit all these. Make sure you share this.
How about that? We'll probably get more information. This will become more clear, but the Chevron deference is no more. And somebody sent this video clips of all these folks that just put all these regulations out there to cause problems for all of us and take away our freedoms. Defense Acquisition University, Defense Commissary Agency, Defense Health Agency, Defense Logistics Agency, Department of Education, Department of Energy, Department of Justice, Department of Labor, Department of State, Department of Veteran Affairs, Federal Aviation Administration, Federal Highway Administration. I mean, guys, if you just go through these, you kind of know some of the regulations they threw at us over and over and over again. Well, that's not going to happen anymore. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out for all of us. The New York Post, of course, Supreme Court gives Biden the green light to push social media censorship, though. That's right. So it's not always perfect. The FBI, White House, CIA, etc. will now be ramping up their efforts to ban and silence you on social media just by accusing you of spreading misinformation. It's a dark day for free speech, and you can thank Barrett, Kavanaugh, Roberts, and the liberals for that 6-3 decision. So we'll see how that plays out. Of course, for us here, that would mean we'll have to stay in prayer. We know that God works all things together for good. We don't live worried about it. We just know that everything will play out like it's supposed to. When it comes to elections and more, conservatives in Toronto by election and major upset for liberals.
This is basically a slap in the face, a punch in the gut, and a kick in the groin for the liberals.
The conservatives have scored a stunning upset, taking the longtime liberal stronghold of Toronto St. Paul's in a last-minute federal by-election. Conservative candidate Dawn Stewart edged past liberal Leslie Church to take the riding by 590 votes. The early morning upset takes a riding that the governing liberals had held for more than 30 years. Nanos Research founded Nick Nanos says the loss is a stunning blow for the liberals and for the prime minister.
If the liberals want any chance of being competitive, and we're not talking about winning an election, about being competitive, they need to do very well in Toronto. And I think if you're a liberal strategist, you got to be thinking, it looks like, you know, our people didn't show up. You know, progressive voters didn't all coalesce behind the liberals. And as a result, the conservatives were able to get a smash and grab victory.
Oh, yeah. Where else is this happening? Oh, I know. France. The far left has been rioting. The far left has been rioting all night in France after massive victory by the right-wing party. They refused to accept democratic election. Mainstream media is hiding this from you. They're going to cause all kinds of problems there. In France, they have, let's see, I had a video clip, I think, for us to see. Oh, yeah, here it is. After Marine Le Pen won the first round of the French election with her right-wing party, all the Muslims, the left-wing parties, and communists, they started attacking police, looting stores, and setting fires. I wonder what they're worried about. They must be worried about getting deported, probably. What do you guys think? Are they getting deported? Think she's going to start making them go home to where they belong? Do you think that she's got what it takes to do that? We'll see as this plays out even more in France. Every single day, the people are going to start fighting back, and we're going to see France has rejected this whole New World Order. And congratulations, I believe, will go to Marine Le Pen with a victory for the first round of the French elections. And you can see the happiness and the smile on that face. But we'll have to stay in tune with that, watching all this play out. Of course, Fulton County, Georgia, has moved to destroy 2020 ballots before they can be unsealed, copied, and inspected for counterfeits, claiming there's no longer room in a secure warehouse for them, even though the county just opened a new 60,000 square foot election operations warehouse. Well, yeah, they need to hurry up and get rid of those ballots before they're caught, even though we already know they stole the election. Of course, Douglas County in the news. Judge Christina Peterson was removed from the bench there.
Georgia State Supreme Court ruling Douglas County probate judge Christina Peterson be removed from the bench. According to a decision issued today, Peterson violated multiple rules in the Code of Judicial Conduct. This decision comes days after Peterson was arrested at a nightclub in Buckhead. Good afternoon. I'm Rick Fulbaum.
And I'm Lana Harris. So Peterson now faces two charges, simple battery against a police officer and felony willful obstruction of law enforcement by use of threats of violence. The Georgia Supreme Court says Peterson is not eligible to be elected or appointed to any judicial office in the state for at least 7 years.
Oh, yeah. Just more moves by different Supreme Courts in different areas. Watching these things play out, it's amazing to watch.
The question every voter should be asking themselves today is not whether Joe Biden can survive a 90-minute debate performance, but whether America can survive 4 more years of crooked Joe Biden in the White House.
Yeah. Can he survive? We've gone through this over and over again. And I tell you what, there's nothing better for a campaign than to have folks like Stephen Smith talking about Joe's campaign and declaring Trump will win.
I thought he took it light on Biden. It was that damn bad. Now, if you're the Democratic Party, you're going to have some people out there saying it was just one night and it was just one debate. Nah. What if Trump says, I don't need to debate again? And all we have to hold on to is what we witnessed last night. A brain fart within 3 minutes. Mumbling often enough where Donald Trump ended up saying, I don't understand what he said with that last sentence. I don't think he understands what he said.
I'm eligible for what I've been able to do with the COVID, dealing with everything we have to do with look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Where the nation is looking at it, and you have pundits on both sides of the aisle looking sad and despondent. In Van Jones' case for CNN, he looked like he was about to cry. Other pundits were saying, where are the family members? How could you put your dad out there like that? How could you put your husband out there like that? If you're the Democratic Party, how could you put one of your colleagues and your contemporaries out there like that? What the hell is going on? What's going on?
In case you're confused, Stephen A., here's what's really going on. The Dems went all in on a senile old man just so that they could have a puppet that they could control so that they could run their shadow government out of the White House. And now, because of the sham debate that they put together, and it backfired, they wanted no audience. They wanted to have microphones cut off. And now they've been exposed, or rather, Dementia Joe has been exposed. And despite having 16 or 18 advisors and practicing in an airplane hangar and bringing in Spielberg-type production, they can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. All this playing out, of course, gets me even more excited as we saw Stormy Patriot Joe make some connections with some posts that were put out by President Trump that really, really get me excited. Check this out.
Okay, the connections on this one is just off the chart. So I just wanted to do a separate video going through this one pretty slowly, okay? So it starts off with Donald Trump retruthing at Spiritual Street Fighter on Truth Social. At Spiritual Street Fighter does memes that embeds Q posts and things like that, okay? So the key phrase here, Spiritual Street Fighter baked into the meme, is we hold these truths to be self-evident, okay? So why did Street Fighter post this one today and Donald Trump retruth it, okay? You go to today's delta. Today is June 30th, Q1646, where Street Fighter got that quote was from a today delta right there. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Okay? So, boom. Donald Trump retruthing a Q person, faking in a Q post on a Q delta. All right? And Donald Trump retruthed this at 5:52. Okay? So, using QAG, you can see the timestamps of the retruths. And there's the retruth of that post by Spiritual Street Fighter. But here's where it gets even more wacky, okay? The official White House Twitter account posts at 7 o'clock.
We're not united based on race, ethnicity, geography. We're based on idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident.
What? The White House, an hour later from the Trump retruth, posts out, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Mind blown.
Wow. The connections are just absolutely sometimes unbelievable. I tell you, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. How in the world do they connect so perfectly when President Trump retruths that on June 30th, 6 years later, June 30th, 2018, it was posted for us to see. 6 years later, President Trump retruths that very statement from a Q follower. And that goes into something I wanted to share about we didn't get into the other day, but remember Tucker Carlson was in Australia giving a speech and answer and, you know, doing a Q&A time. And he got into conspiracy theorists stuff, right? Originated from the CIA in an attempt to shut down anyone who had questions about anything like JFK assassination and more, right? They even call the Q board conspiracy theory, right? That's why they took me off of YouTube and all these other places. And so that leads right into this. Check this out.
Turns out a lot of things that have been derided as conspiracy theories actually bear, you know, more investigation, actually. And given that, you know, how do you feel about the prospects of a free and fair election in November in the United States? I think is that a fair submission? So I would say first to the phrase conspiracy theorist, which I'm certain has got to be a staple of your news media given the selection of questions I just received, that it's worth knowing the provenance of that phrase. It comes directly from the Central Intelligence Agency, actually, 1964, in the aftermath of the murder of our president, John Kennedy, in November of 63. There was a very famous and entirely fake investigation into it called the Warren Commission, and people who were reading it critically noticed anomalies, like they didn't want to investigate the guy who shot the lone gunman. You're like, what? And raise questions about it. And that phrase, conspiracy theorist, entered the lexicon in my country. And it was designed to shout down and shame people who ask legitimate questions. Now, that said, there are a ton of wackos out there. And a lot of them show up at my house and they're nice people, but they're clearly a little touched by the Great Spirit. That's all right. I mean, there are crazy people for sure. But there are also far more people who just noticed, like, well, that doesn't make any sense. You told me it was safe and effective. How come I don't know anybody who died of COVID but four people who were injured by the vax? Like, what? I just noticed that. What is that? And that's kind of where I started. Like, well, what is that? Shut up, racist or conspiracy theorist or whatever, lone, you know, mass shooter, whatever this chick called me. So I think the first step is recognizing that that's a control tool. Those are not the responses of someone who seeks an honest adult conversation with you where you sort of share evidence and arrive at consensus. That's someone who believes that he can make you shut up like you would by yelling at your dog so he can go do something awful without you interfering with him. That's the truth, okay? So anyone who uses the term conspiracy theorist is by definition discredited in my view. Why don't you address the specifics of the claim I'm making, no matter what it is? Second thing I would say is I've lived long enough and covered the news long enough to not discount anything. It doesn't mean every theory is true. I hear some wacky theories. But given what we now know about so many different things, how can I in good faith just dismiss something out of hand? I just can't at this point. You have to stay curious, stay rational. I mean, I think people should always stay rational. Like, where's the evidence for it? If there's no evidence, it's probably not true or you can't prove it. But stay open-minded.
How about that? What a great way of getting these speeches put together and more for us to see these conspiracies playing out for all of us to see. We continue to try to put out the truth to show you how this is all playing out. day after day. And I tell you what has definitely an effect on all of us, especially in our pocketbooks. And President Trump had this to say.
Under my leadership, we had the greatest economy in the history of the world. That was proven time and time again. During my term, we had gasoline down to $1.87 a gallon. And by the way, take a look at gasoline. It's going up rapidly. Do you see what's going on? That's going up. And by the end, the 30-year mortgage, think of this, was 2.6%. It was 2.6% interest. And you know what it is now? It's 10%, but you can't get the money. So the American dream of owning a house is impossible. When I left office, inflation was almost nothing. How about this guy going around saying it was 9%? No, it was 9% when he didn't enter. About 14 months after he got in, he had to go from almost nothing to 9%. But he had a period where he had what they call the Trump float. He had all the good things, including the bounce back jobs that they took. They said all these pandemic jobs, we said, close it down, do whatever you want. And then when it opens, they're called bounce back jobs. And they bounce back to bigger than where it was before. He takes the credit for it. You don't take credit for a bounce back. Joe Biden accidentally admitted last night, quote, there was no inflation when I became president. He made a mistake.
And so all of that playing out for us on the money side. And, of course, we had a long talk about this with Dr. Kirk Elliott this yesterday, actually. If you'll go check out Dr. Kirk Elliott, my interview with him. We got into Article 1, Section 10, gold and silver as money, right? That was supposed to be our money, right? Backed, all of our money backed by gold. And four major U.S. banks are facing scrutiny. Japan sold $10 billion worth of gold and more. They're in big trouble over there. And Dr. Elliott also gave us testimony. So I wanted to just remind you, if you're having issues or want to know how to get your fiat currency off to silver and gold, all you have to do is go below this video to amweknow.com/gold and have this conversation with him.
See, sometimes the story that are the words that are untold is more important than the story of the words that are told. And that's what we're seeing happening right here. So I look at that. It's like, man, this world, it's not what it seems financially. You know, and Japan, for example, you and I were talking about this.
Yep.
So the news story last week was they sold $63 billion worth of U.S. and European treasuries. Why? I mean, the speculation then was, okay, they have a bunch of unrealized losses on their portfolios, and so they need to actually stop the bleeding, right? They needed to pay off that stuff. So what do? They get rid of the junk U.S. treasuries and European treasuries that they assume that the price is going to go down. Like every wise investor, you want to buy low, sell high. So let's get rid of these things now because they're probably going to go down in the future.
Right.
But that's not the full story.
And so you'll get that whole story from listening to the full interview that we put out yesterday on this channel. Please go check it out. You definitely don't want to miss that for sure. And so, of course, I don't want to close today without getting into some more of this information with people who have been passing away suddenly. Cynthia Goldani, this lady who's in really good shape, champion female bodybuilder, died after suffering blood clot just days before competition. Her death comes after two fellow bodybuilders also passed away. This champion suddenly died after she was set to take part in a top-level competition. 36 years old, young, ready for competition, and gone suddenly. It's been happening quite a bit. And if you go to Sudden and Unexpected on X, they have all these stories out there. Like one, a group of renowned researchers just published a bombshell study proving a direct correlation between COVID mRNA shots and surging numbers of sudden deaths seen around the world. Studied by PhD Christoph Kumbander. Also, another study by leading pediatric scientists, they confirmed that the devastating surge in heart failure among children is caused by COVID mRNA shots. Peer-reviewed study published in the prestigious journal Med was conducted by scientists at the university there in Hong Kong. And they put that information out for us to see. Lindsay Armstrong, The Canadian Press, Lori Paris, who became both the mainstay of the airwaves during her decade as a Canadian Press broadcaster and beloved newsroom leader, died suddenly at the age of 46. They have so much information out there for us to basically peruse through, and you can find all of this on X. Thankfully, they have that out there. Now, I told you we would see some stuff out of broadcasting there in Australia, and look what happened when the audience gets involved and starts chewing these people out for what their lies.
Hi, my name is Aisha Gokno-Shanal. I was one of the few people in the legal sector who took on the TGA and the rest of the government establishment for government corruption and medical corruption. My question to you is, as a person who is not vaccinated, who did not take a single COVID-19 vaccine, why isn't there a research done 3 years in now comparing the immune systems of those who got the first dose, the second dose, and the third dose, and the aftermath, and the latency periods, in comparison to how the non-vaccinated are faring right now? We have a society that is chronically ill in winter season, and it is not the unvaccinated. Thank you very much.
Robert, why don't I give that one to you?
Australia has among the best immunologists in the world, and we've won 2 Nobel Prizes. We do take that seriously. We do look at the responses to vaccination. We do look at people who have had no exposure to COVID or vaccination, and their immune systems are compared. So you're wrong. And as to being healthy, that's great. I'm really pleased for you. But the people who've had COVID, who haven't been vaccinated, get more severe disease, and they're more likely to get long COVID.
Mm. Once the vaccines get rolled out, and now we've had, you know, over 12, 13 billion doses given worldwide. The research doesn't stop. We got to phase 3, let's roll it out. We've got phase 4 trials, and data is being collected and collected and collected. And if we're going to see really, 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 really rare side effects, we've had 7 to 10 billion doses to see those, and we haven't heard of anything unusual at this point, but we will keep looking.
In a controlled manner. That's not a test. That's just giving it to everybody.
I disagree with that.
Robert?
Can I just say, I totally encourage people who've had a vaccine and they've got an effect, a side effect, to report it. And the TGA will look at it closely and will collate the information and will examine it. It's important. It's important. It's important that you notify, and it's important that people follow it up.
Can I say something?
Jessica.
So I think that what we're seeing here is a symptom of a modern problem that we have with people who are often making decisions in positions of authority, trying to do the right thing, I think, usually, very separated from kind of the people on the street. And the people on the street are getting their information from sources other than the mainstream news, other than the health head of the department in various states, other than the kind of mainstream peer-reviewed journals. They're getting information from a lot of independent media, from a lot of independent scholars, some of whom are extremely good. And I would very strongly recommend that you guys have a look at non-mainstream sources of information. You may discover something.
I'll speak to both of you. I'm sure.
There we are. The audience, of course, quieted down. People are trying to scream out. Folks were disgusted in the audience. You could see them turning, making sounds as these guys try to stand in authority and tell everyone, "Oh, just do your reports. Let us know what's going on, and we'll take care of you." Yeah, right. All of this playing out day after day, and of course, the lies continue in Hawaii. Visitors don't see the deep corruption on these islands, says Santa Surfing. This governor is ready to shut us down and turn off electricity in random leeward towns without notice beginning July 1st. That'd be today. No power for refrigerators, no air conditioning, no electricity. Shut off will be for days at a time. Hawaii is going full woke.
We're addressing the impacts of climate change today. I think people are going to have to be more thoughtful about the amount that they travel.
And if you're listening, he's stating this on June 20th, 2024.
It's going to be decisions that we're going to make as we go forward. That's going to piss some people off. I mean, it's going to have to happen. There's going to be impacts to mobility in different areas that are going to be difficult but better for the environment.
What we see today is democracy in action. With the coming together of all three branches of government, under the agreement, the state of Hawaii will develop a holistic roadmap to fully decarbonize the state's transportation system, taking all actions necessary to achieve zero emissions no later than 2045 for ground transportation, sea and inter-island air transportation.
DOT will incorporate this methodology into its planning process and use this information in the preparation of annual reports outlining its progress in reducing vehicle miles traveled and GHG emissions.
This is the critical decade for climate action. What we do or don't do in the next 10 years will determine the future of life on Earth for generations to come.
Back now 20 years ago, I was the sponsor of the bill that set us onto the path to move towards 100% renewable energy. To be honest, as we were contemplating the details of the settlement, I was encouraging it to be robust because it will help me when I go back to the legislature and say, look, we have to do this.
Sickening. They've been crying out climate change, global warming, all these key phrases for decades, and nothing's ever. Remember, the icebergs are supposed to all melt by now. They're liars. They're taking over Hawaii. And it's sad. You know, I've flown into Hawaii a few times, especially when I was in the military for I had to go to medical stuff for my son and other things. And I was so shocked because I thought, man, I'm flying into beautiful Hawaii. This airport's going to be amazing when we fly in. We got off the airplane. We're walking in this heat outside for, it seemed like, 2 to 3 miles to get to our baggage claim. Then we have to walk out the side door. Then we have to find our vehicles where they're parked. Well, they have to walk across the street to go get the rental car and then continue on this strange drive through complete and utter terrible traffic. And I was like, man, how come this place isn't like Dubai? Don't they have a lot of money here? Aren't they running this place super nice? And then we had to run real quick to a small store. I think we went to one of their Walmarts, and I thought we were in the land of the like living dead of just terrible things. The shelves were rotten. The old parking lot and everything. I thought, this is not the Hawaii I thought it was going to be. And for you guys that live there, you know what I'm talking about. If the Democrats are running Hawaii, they're running that place down to the dirt, just like San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, New York City, and more. It's sad when these guys take over. They belong to the father of lies, Satan. Kim.com said the Democrats embraced the deep state. They made a virus, stole an election, installed a puppet, legalized media propaganda, censored free speech, spied on Americans, weaponized the Department of Justice, imported illegals for votes, and took us to the brink of nuclear war. Never vote for them again. And it made me think of this verse, John 8:44. When Christ was having a talk with these folks who supposedly were running the church, quote unquote, the synagogue, whatever. Those are the ones he chewed out the most because they're supposed to be leading properly, but they were nothing but puppets in charge and really lording over everyone in some terrible ways. And he looked at them and he said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father, that means Satan, devil, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and he is the father of it, the father of lies. So when you're looking at these people, like these folks that you're talking here from Hawaii, are getting paid off to promote communism and more, remember, they belong to the father of lies, the devil. Remember that when these lies play out on the debate stage, when these liars are screaming in your face because they're in panic mode and they're crying out for their demonic believer, demonic followers. To beware. When you could see in their face the disgust and the evil, they belong to the Father, the devil, their father, the father of lies. Never forget that when you see their face, when you look at them and realize the deceit that they're throwing in all of our faces day in and day out. If this is a movie playing out, they're being exposed for their allegiance to the most evil we have ever seen on this entire earth.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your constant guidance and direction in our lives. We've seen a lot of good things that played out this past week, especially with our freedoms in the Supreme Court and more. And we know there's a lot more to do. We also know that the Father of Lies is working overtime to destroy so many people in so many areas of our country and many other countries around this earth. And we just ask and pray that you would continue to give us the right words and the right attitude in dealing with these subjects, as it's very difficult on so many. We ask for continued protection over our lives, direction by the Holy Spirit to give us some clarity of mind to help those that are in need, to pray for those that need prayer and more. Please protect those on the front lines that are fighting for our freedom day in and day out. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, folks, for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful week this week, and as we enter July, right? Can't believe we're halfway through this year. And so looking forward to meeting a lot of you soon. And thank you so much for your prayers. Please hit that follow button, the share button, and subscribe button and more. And we just covet your prayers as we continue to move forward each day. Thank you so much. This is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity.